Welcome. My apologies. I did not mean to scare you. You scheduled an appointment with the Soulmender, yes? Excellent. Well, I am her. My name is Alaya. It's a pleasure to meet you. May I know your name as well? Or is there a term you would prefer I call you? My choice? Very well. How about my dear? Wonderful. Well then, shall we move to one of the private gardens? Or have you changed your mind about the location? We also have the library, the chapel, or a number of private rooms, including ones built with illusionary enchantments to set unique environments. Very well. May I take your arm? Or would you rather not be touched? This way, then. The glow blossoms have begun to bloom recently. Their sweet smell is quite pleasant to take in. Just subtle enough to not be overwhelming. Some even claim to find the scent calming. Here we are. I ask that this cushioned bench be brought out for this appointment, so we can remain comfortable for as long as you wish. Between the two of us, I may have been caught napping here once or twice. It's hard to resist during the warmer seasons, when the nights are comfortable. Please, sit next to me, if you will. Are you familiar with the process of soul mending? Not to worry. We get many newcomers. I'm happy to explain. Soul mending is a newer process formed by a group of healers that sought to find solutions for things such as emotional or mental pain without resorting to more extreme processes like memory alteration. It was through this research that we found the very thing that carries these types of pain. The soul. Using my own magic, I will peer into you and view your soul. A completely harmless and painless process, I assure you. This will allow me to determine the severity of your pain and allow us to take the first steps toward healing it. Sort of like how you examine a patient's injuries before beginning treatment. No, we do not manipulate the soul itself, so as to avoid any unintentional damage. Unfortunately, such processes still remain far too dangerous at present. Thankfully, however, we have found our current methods to be just as effective without it. May I touch your chest? Thank you. I'm going to place my hand over your heart, and I want you to breathe deeply for me. With each breath, focus on pressing outward against my palm. Take a deep breath in. And slowly let it out. Excellent. Just keep breathing deeply for me. I'm going to begin the soul viewing now. Do let me know if you feel any discomfort. While there should be no pain, the magic can make my hand feel a bit warm. Oh my. I apologize. It's just your soul. Goddess. I've seen many pains in my lifetime, but yours, my dear, your soul is fractured. No, no, please, remain calm. Just keep breathing deeply. This isn't a permanent condition. Not at all. It's just... Most people with a fractured soul, they aren't able to smile as much as you do. Most cannot even bring themselves to get out of bed. But you... You must be in so much pain. And yet you walked in here with a smile and your head raised. You've been carrying this for a very long time, haven't you? Oh, my dear. May I hold you? It's okay. You don't have to apologize for crying. Tears cleanse the soul, in my experience. It's all right. Let it all out against my chest. You are safe here. No one will touch you. No one will speak to you. Other than me. No, I do not hold disdain for your grief. This is a safe place. One where you may lay down your burdens and address your demons without judgment or loneliness. If you wish for silence, you may have it. If you crave touch or coddling, it shall be yours. My only goal is to help you heal, however you may need it. My dear, no, you are not being overly dramatic or anything like it. Your feelings, your pain, this anger and grief which consumes you, all of it is true and valid. You are not an actor putting on a show. You are a victim, one who carries all of the wounds and scars of their misery within. Any who would deem otherwise are simply misguided at best, and cruel at worst. You fear you've made a poor impression. My dear, stress and heavy emotions take their toll on the body, just as any physical mark or illness would. Of course you wouldn't be at your best. And I certainly don't expect you to be right now. I understand. The mind is cruel when it wishes to be. The spikes of trauma and grief so often pry away at logic or reason. Leave us believing that which we previously never would. and allows us to believe false truths about ourselves. That we are weak or deserving of suffering. I did say we, didn't I? Well, one does not come into this profession without thoroughly understanding the causes, my dear. No, you are certainly not alone in your pain. I hope that knowledge brings you the comfort of companionship, rather than the cruelty of comparison. What did what look like? Your soul. Oh. My dear, are you sure you wish to know? Such knowledge can be, at times, more damaging than helpful. Very well. Let me have another look. Deep breaths now. Very good. The fractures run quite deep. That is to be expected, unfortunately. It's sort of like, have you ever dropped a plate or a flower pot and seen it break into a bunch of pieces? Well, it's sort of like that. Although, unlike the plate or pot, your soul is still intact. It is just broken off, to a degree. Some parts have the appearance of being completely isolated, while others still have some space that is merged wholly together. The cracks I see represent your pain, the parts of your soul that have been hurt or harmed, and are seeking to preserve some parts and block off others, like certain feelings you may not be ready to face yet. Those are the isolated portions, your suppressed feelings. There are also some darker colored patches. Those represent darker thoughts, usually ones of harm, toward oneself or others. Everyone has at least one patch, yes. I have seen them even in young children. Such is human nature. Do you have such thoughts often? Oh, my dear. No, that is not the case at all. I apologize for misspeaking. Your soul is not stained from darker thoughts. That is a myth. Every man, woman, or otherwise in this world has had twisted desires or intrusive thoughts whispering in their ears. It is who chooses to act on them versus those who turn away that truly determines one's character. Yes, I mean every word. And for those like yourself, who hear them so often, you should be proud for the constant stand you take against them. To be so steadily worn down on, and yet still remain who you are, is truly impressive. No. You are not hopeless, my dear. You never were. I'm so sorry that you've endured for so long that such a thought has even crossed your mind. Do me a favor and look down. Don't worry. Looking for only a moment won't do you any harm, save perhaps some disorientation. Do you see where I am pointing to with my free hand? Those glowing lines along your soul? Yes, my dear. That is healing. Your soul has already begun to knit itself back together. You are not permanently broken, my dear. Merely injured. Here, look up again, and I'll close the connection. As I said, looking for too long may make you a bit dizzy or nauseous, and I think we'd both like to avoid that. What caused the healing? Honestly, I am not sure. The things which heal the soul differ from person to person. For some, simply talking about their problems helps. Others find aid in medicine or making changes in their lives. My beliefs? Well, I believe all of it has a hand in things. But ultimately, I believe it is the keeper of the soul who instigates the most healing. The actions they take, the kindness and love they show themselves. I believe those to be the things which bolster a soul the most. I suppose it is poetic in its own way, yes. I thank you for the compliment, my dear. A question? Of course. What is it? You would like me to stay with you a bit longer? My dear, I will remain by your side for as long as you need me. You need not worry about that. Let us rest for now, then, and enjoy the gentle blooms of the gardens.